Okay, we are done for the day. Thank you all very much for coming to the meeting. So if there's any more questions, let me know either through email or phone call. I have to go get dinner started, so I'll be signing off now. Okay, goodbye, everyone. Oh, I'm mentally pooped. Oh, I've been on that call for too long. But the bright side is I got to meet those new workers. Those guys are very energetic this year. A little surprised considering some of the reports from their interview saying that they were low energy. Maybe I'm just getting old. Oh, you're clear to come in, sweetie. I got done with the meeting. Really thought it was going to drag at some point, but things ran relatively smooth. Yeah, and also the new workers are fantastic. I can't wait to talk with them more in the future. They're so nice and caring. Reminded me of you. But that does remind me. I'm very blessed to have a wife like you checking on me all the time. You're always so sweet whenever I get done with my calls. I couldn't ask for anything more from you. You're my sunshine that brightens the darkest of my days. Oh, sorry for sounding a little dorky here. When you sit on my lap. Why? Well, of course, to give you a kiss and talk a bit. Maybe run my fingers over you. Just right there. I know you love that. Well, I guess you can't go wrong with a little bit of petting. There we go. A nice and comfy seat. Does that feel good, baby? Just the way my hands run across you, slowly inching their way to more tender spots. I'm happy to hear that. I love making you feel good. But we can get to that later. I just want to sit in the moment with you. Stroking you like this, holding you. Something so calming about it. Just watching you murmur and move with my hands. Oh no. I guess I'm just goofy or something. But we're not done yet with appreciating you. Let's have some kisses in the mix to show my appreciation for all your hard work. Oh, your lips taste so sweet. What was that, baby? Oh, yeah, well, I guess my heart is beating a little fast. And it looks like even to this day you're giving me butterflies. Okay, I'll stop with all the mushiness. Let's continue kissing then. Sexy. Oh, you're turned on, are you? No, you want me to get to the other ways I can pleasure you, huh? Okay. Let me pick you up and have you sit down in the office chair, and I'll service you from my knees. Now, allow me to pick your gorgeous body up. And then set you down gently into my chair. Oh God, look at you, baby. Looking like a fine snack that I just want to eat up. But first, let's start with a little teasing. I'm just gonna trail down this lovely neck of yours. Going ever so slowly down your chest. And as I distract you with my kisses, my hands are going to trail down to the bottom of your shirt, pulling it off. Like this. Wow. Your breast looks so amazing in that bra. The way it caresses those beautiful tits of yours turns me on so much. It's a shame, really. But if my lips are going to make it down to your pussy, I'm going to need to take this pretty red bra of yours off. And there they are. God, even though I've seen them more than 1,000 times, they're still breathtaking. Oh, you look so fucking sexy, baby. Oh, don't worry. I'm just going to take my time to really appreciate these perfect tits of yours. They deserve to be worshipped. After all, they're one of your many features, and that I love about you. All right, I'll stop. I'll go back to kissing these heavenly mounds. Start with left. And let's switch to the right. Can't forget about that one. It might be my favorite one, but don't tell the left. Delicious. Your breasts are the best. And would you look at that? They're getting erect just for me. Looks like they might need a little more attention. Yes. Give me those sweet moans. I love it when you get all hot and bothered from me playing with your breasts. But I am supposed to be pleasuring you, so I guess I should continue my journey down. So let's continue down this graceful body of yours. down this adorable belly. Going even further down. And stopping right before we get to your wet kitty. Now, if you'll be so kind and spread those legs for me, Hero. Good girl. Now, I'm gonna kiss along your thighs. Tease you a little more. I'm sorry, but I can't just let another feature I adore go by without worshipping them. I already did that to that cute tummy of yours. So it's only right that your thighs don't get treated the same. I love that I can feel you twitch from every kiss I lay on your thighs. And the best part is, when I look up at you, I can just see those gorgeous eyes staring at me in want. But not yet, sweetie. I need to build up that tension before we get to that final release. But I guess I shouldn't be so mean to you. After all, you saved me from so many hunger crises, my dear. Remember the late start meetings of February? Oh, I was so thrown off my game, I felt like I was going to faint. But then, like an angel from above, you came in with some sandwiches to bless me with. Okay. Okay. Even I have to admit that one was a little dorky. I'm serious about all those times that you helped me with snacks or asking me if I needed a blanket when it was colder than the Arctic and so many more things. I just can't name them all. So why don't I show you my appreciation for being that hero now? Through oral fixation. So, I ask, are you ready, baby? Ready for your damsel to show you how much you mean to me? Yeah? Good. Here I come. Don't be afraid to moan for me, baby. I love hearing your sweet moans. You taste wonderful, baby. Another feature I absolutely adore. You taste as good as you look. Which, of course, it's perfect. The way your juices flow out of your soap pussy turns me on so much. Well, we can talk about my pleasure at a later date. make sure that you're satisfied, baby. Now, how about I tweak your precious nipples while I'm going down on you? You like that, baby? Because you're definitely arching more than before. Oh, that's good news. I'll keep going then. Just keep your eyes on me as I eat you out, baby. I love it when I can see your expressions from my work. Also, please give me more of those moans. Those sweet sounds get me going. You like that, babe? Oh, those moans are so fucking sexy. Give me more. Are you getting close, honey? Yeah? Okay. I'm gonna get you there if you're about to come. Don't be afraid to push my head further down. I don't mind. In fact, I love it. Here I go. Keep going. Mommy, you coming? Go ahead and push my head. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Give me a release. Come. Oh, there you go, baby. Oh, I love how you look right after a nice orgasm. Oh, that was sexy, baby. You got me soaked. Fuck. Oh, you're hot as hell. How was it for you, baby? Amazing. Maybe even mind-blowing. Really? You thought it was that good? Aw. Thank you, baby. I do try to please. You look like you're in absolute bliss right now. So how about we cuddle for a bit? Does that sound good? Yeah? Perfect. Let me just pick you up. Now sit down in the chair with you all snuggled up in my arms. Nice and cozy. How are you feeling? That's good to hear. Just want to make sure you're feeling good. You look so gorgeous. You know that, babe? How you arched your back in the chair with those sexy moans of yours. It's an amazing sight, to be honest. I'm glad I had a front row seat to such a sight. You know I love you, right? What? Can't be the millionth time I've said that to you. Well, either way, I love you especially like this. When we have time together where we can just cuddle into one another's arms. When you're in absolute bliss after coming. And you just look sexy as hell. Yes, I mean it. All of it. Are you fine with pizza today? Because after a session like that, I really want to get you upstairs and just fuck your brains out, if you don't mind. Oh, you're enticed by the idea. Okay, I'll order a pizza. Right after we're done cuddling, and we can head upstairs for a nice fuck session. Does that sound good? Right. The pizza guy? Well, I guess one of us is going to have to open the door once he gets here. How about the person who comes first has to answer the door? Sound like a deal? You're on. I'm so not going to come before you. I might be a damsel in distress in the class, but in the sheets I'm a beast. Yes. Yes, okay, that one was cheesy. But you get the point. Let's forget about that for now. How about we just embrace each other just a little while longer? I love you, baby.